Fact one, the Canopy Group writes more business in 1 month than a captive agent writes in 3 years. How is that possible? Well, let me share a couple of facts with you so you can understand. Fact two, the Canopy Group offers 16 different insurance companies, not just one. Fact three, the Canopy Group offers annual policies, not six-month policies, that leave you at risk for 2 premium increases. Fact four, the Canopy Group offers 1 deductible at claim time, not 2, 3, 4, or even more. Fact five, every year, the Canopy Group will shop your home and auto insurance with their 16 companies. Captive insurance agencies can't shop for you because they only have 1 company. That's it. There you go. Now that you have all the facts, it's time to get options. It's time to save money. Call 800-967-3389 or go to thecanopygroup.com. That's thecanopygroup.com.
I had no idea that women had to go in so frequently to have their bits looked at and examined and
worked on. Just up.
Wow. I mean, hearing from Dez about all the work she has to do on her pair-giny, I'm just thankful that we don't have to go in for that. Crisco, have you had to go in and have your pork sword analyzed and looked at?
Nope, I haven't had it moved around or anything or lifted up and down. I guess no.
No.
The old pork sword.
That's what it's called, Des.
I did not know about the pork
sword. It is flesh finger.
Okay, you didn't know about the pork sword.
I've never heard it called pork sword.
Okay, well.
The old pork poker, I've heard.
Peach poker, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So this is a thing. You have to go in and have your pair-giny examined. My goodness, the stuff that you have to do, I give it up to you. All the work women have to go through from dealing with shaving their legs and their pits and hair coloring.
Yes.
And wearing bras. And
it's the worst.
All the judging from other men and women. Mm-hmm. It's just a lot. I would give up.
Yeah. I mean, as you can tell, I mainly have. Yeah. I mean, have you taken a peek ski at me?
I have never been happier to be a man.
You're right. Yeah. Amen to that, brother.
I'm jealous.
Yeah.
It is definitely less maintenance. Yeah. But, I mean, they say you don't have to go to the doctor every year anymore for your pair-giny checkup.
Yeah.
But you still have to go. I think it's probably been 2 years. For me, or a year and a half, so I'm going in today just for a quick checkup. But then, you know, I pee my pants.
Yeah.
So I've been doing the Diva at Belladerm, where it's a laser stitch, and that just, I mean, takes an hour to numb it.
You have to numb that sucker up,
Yeah, just squirt this nummy stuff up.
Takes an hour to numb it? What is it like with age or what?
Oh, no, it just, you have to numb it so you don't feel the laser.
I love that we talk about it like it's its own thing.
It's its own entity.
So you numb it for an hour, and then you shoot a laser at it
to cinch it up.
To cinch it up? Is that what it's doing?
To cinch her up and to like, hopefully then because it's true actually though. I just had my second treatment.
Yeah.
I have not had a little leak ski or a pee ski 1 time since.
What else are you leaking? Isn't pee what you're leaking?
Yeah, but
that just got really gross.
A leak is one thing, but like a laugh pee is another.
I know, but you categorized them in 2 different things.
Well, it's 2 different modes of exiting my peeper.
your peeper.
So, Des, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
If you could be a man and not have to deal with all the things you have to do, would you?
Gosh, dang. I always would say no, but I've already been through the hard part of like birthing babies.
Yeah.
I'll stick with being a girl.
You're going to stick with it.
Yeah, I'm gonna hold on to my vajayjay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, we could do a trade ski if you wanted.
I would love to for a day.
What would you do if you were a man for a day?
Oh, I'd probably hump everything.
just 24 hours hump.
I mean, it would be really interesting.
Yeah? Who would you hump first?
Oh, I mean, of course, I would love... I told you yesterday, my crushes are like Matthew McConaughey and...
But he's not into dudes, remember?
Oh, I'm a dude. I forgot.
Yeah, that's what I'm like.
Well,
so
I'm
you're going to go and sleep with a ton of women. Yes!
He's like, that's not all right.
Shoot, I forgot.
He's like, my peach isn't for you.
Oh my God, what's this dude from Wisconsin coming after me for? Jesus, sir.
Keep it in your pants.
He won't stop humping. He's just humping the air.
Oh, yeah, I guess I wouldn't do them then. Unless they were into it.
What about your husband?
I mean, I would probably not want to do him either.
Well, if you could. Wouldn't that be interesting?
That would be weird.
A little reversal.
Yeah, it would be strange. I mean, maybe if he had changed into a girl,
yeah,
we could test that out.
So he could be you for a day,
yeah,
and have your numbed up paragyny.
It's not numb anymore. I feel it again.
And then you'll be Taylor, and you'll give him the old one, too.
And the nice part is he doesn't have to change his name. That's he can be true. Taylor on either side of
and
it.
And there's a football player named Dez.
Yeah.
So we actually could be Taylor and Dez.
We're yeah. You've just got the wiener now.
Oh my God. I feel like I probably wouldn't even leave the house.
Oh, it's hard to tell me every day. Oh boy. All you want to do is stay at home.
I mean, it's the best solo player game in the world.
In my own little joystick.
Oh God. Well, not little.
Yeah, I don't
you
know.
You clearly don't want to be a man with a little one.
No. Oh, I would
trust
be like,
me.
Reverse.
The other thing you don't want to do is work for Alice Cooper. Oh my gosh, did you hear about this? He's promising three things to any musician who joins his band. First of all, who wants to join the Alice Cooper band?
I feel
like they're 100 now.
Wow. Well, here's what he says. This is what you're going to get if you join the band. So if Taylor's interested,
okay,
here you go.
I can guarantee you three things. You're going to get paid. You're going to see the world. You're going to get stitches. Everybody in that band has had stitches. You know, I got switchblades. I've got swords. I've got everything up there. And I'm a little bit freewheeling. I don't necessarily look to where everybody is. And every once in a while, they walk a little bit close and get nicked, you know? And those are not rubber swords. When you're an Alice Cooper show, you better know where everything is going. You better be in the right place at the right time or something, you'll get killed.
Taylor fancies himself a little rock star, so maybe this would be good for him. What do you think?
To go get sorted by Alice Cooper.
Well, it's either get sorted by him or you.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like we said pork sword, Des.
Oh, my God. I mean,
he's
why?
He's
going
to get nailed no matter what.
What?
Taylor, she's coming for you.
Pick your poison.
I mean, why wouldn't he be using rubber swords?
Yeah, swords?
Swords. Sword in the stone.
A sword?
Why doesn't he have those rubber swords?
Why is it called a sword? Why?
Oh, no. Don't be, Des. Don't.
Imagine if this was time three, they lasered your paragyny. You wouldn't have this problem.
My vagina's in control.
She is like a pair of old gym shorts with the elastic band all stretched out. It just won't snap back.
Oh, oh boy.
Oh,
come
desert.
On. Snap.
Oh. I am
snapper.
So sorry.
Is this, wait, are we recording right now?
Yes. I don't know. Let me check. Yeah, we're on.
Oh, this has been 5 minutes of your paragyny talk and your... Your man moment.
Ooh.
Ah, I feel like we should start over.
I think you should start over.
Oh, good times.
Good times. Well, you got to be proud of a kid like this. This is a high school senior named Josh Nelson. He had a full ride scholarship to Southeast Missouri State given to him. Shouldn't say given, earned. Like he earned that, right? And so now he's paying it forward. You know what he's doing? He's donating his college savings to another high school senior.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
How proud would you be if you're his parents?
I was like really blown away because I was not expecting that.
I think he's an inspiration to some of the other people at the school, especially students of color. I don't even think he realizes that he's doing that much for everyone else as well.
I just think it's unbelievable what he's doing and it's really exciting.
I really thought that it was important to give back to my community that poured in so much to me.
Isn't that awesome? Oh, wow. Now, can you imagine if that happened to Crisco, if he were given a free ride to the Brown Institute? Or what were you?
It was Brown College. I was there much later than Des.
Yeah, he's like he keeps hanging on the fact it was called college.
It was college, not institute. Mm-hmm. And we didn't go for 4.5 days like Des did.
Yeah.
9 months strong.
9 months program.
Yeah. That's right.
Two out of the three of us have degrees in radio broadcasting, and I think it all shows.
Oh.
Do you?
I mean, we all have the same job.
We
ended up on the same show.
Do we, though?
I do it for at least 6 to 8 weeks a year. We do have the same job.
Okay? No, my friend, we don't. And we never have. Trust me.
Well, no, I know we're not on the same level, but it's fine.
Well, one is a real college graduate.
He's a maverick. That's not a real college.
Oh, I beg to differ. Do you want to start a turf war?
I'll start a turf war. Oh. All I heard about Minnesota State Mankato is they just drink really well.
Yeah, well, you know, we had to keep up with Madison.
That's true. That is true.
Yeah, I mean, they are the drinkers.
I have nothing to go off of. Don't come after me. I went to Brown College and it's defunct.
I know.
Do you still owe them money?
I do. I owe them a lot of money, Des. Thanks for bringing that up. I mean, not all of us could pay $800 for a 9-month class.
Hey, I used my pageant scholarship.
I thought you were going to say your Peregrini. I was like, whoa. No. I used my Peregrini to get to Brown Institute.
You got a pageant scholarship?
I got a bunch of them. Yeah.
Well, talk about money not earned.
Wow. That's Miss Montana you're talking to.
That is rude.
Former Miss Montana. There have been like 36 since.
I was Miss Montana Junior National Teenager first, and then I was Miss Montana Teen USA, and then I was Miss Montana Junior Miss.
Do you think that Miss Montana is just a way to get the person they didn't want in the state out? They're like, honestly, get out there and experience the world. Here's $1,000. Take it and run. Get out of here.
And I took that whole $1,000 and I paid for my whole school.
What now? Oh, there you go. Brown Institute would be proud.
Remember, we didn't have to read. Clearly.
Oh, my. All right. Well, have you guys ever seen Pretty in Pink? You know the movie.
Yes.
And there's a secret ending to Pretty in Pink.
Yeah. So you guys know I've never seen Pretty in Pink.
Oh.
But Andrew McCarthy is one of the stars of that movie.
Yeah. Yes, he is.
He's come out.
He was the best part of that.
And
he said,
he said flat out, there was an ending that almost made me quit the movie.
Mm.
The ending that was originally supposed to come out, and they did it with test audiences, and the audiences were like, this is dumb. This is a terrible ending. And they scrapped it. That never be seen again, done over. Now fans of the movie, what, 30 years later, I don't even know when it came out, want that ending to be put out. Bad, good, doesn't matter. They want to see the two different ones to see which one they like better. I'm guessing it ended happy. I don't know the movie. So
it was an 80s movie. Of course it ended happy.
Yeah, so apparently it didn't end great. And this one that Andrew McCarthy almost quit and walked off the set on, and now they want it to be released. Why do we want to see it if it's bad?
Well, I guess it's just you want to know the alternate universe, you know, where what really happened, you know? It's kind of fun.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if everything happened and it was all peachy keen and everything was great, maybe you want to see if it went downhill.
Or if they killed off a character.
Oh, yeah. Ducky. Was he in that one? I don't know. I heard that name sometimes. Is it Ducky?
This is like me with Star Wars. It's so cute.
I don't have any idea.
Oh, sad.
Peachy. Is there a peachy in
there? Nope.
Okay.
No,
get
peachy.
Your mind out of that peachy guy.
That was just, I know Molly Ringwald was in there because she was in every movie in the 80s.
Yes. She was the it girl.
Yeah, she really was. Well, we'll have to wait and see if they actually reveal that. I love that people have turned to that place of, you know, we demand it. The people want it.
Yes.
It's, and it's 100 of you. Shut up.
Exactly. Somebody else wanted, they were complaining about this one. I'm sure you've heard the rumor of Robin Williams' uncut film, not Mrs. Doubtfire, but Aladdin. He has hours and hours of the genie.
Mm-hmm.
People want an entire movie released of him being the genie.
Yeah, that's owned by the House of the Mouse, and Robin Williams was a dirty bird. There's no way they're going to let their beloved genie character say inappropriate things.
I would love it, though.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you would never see the genie saying some of the stuff he did.
Yeah, no way. No way.
I mean, he had a stand-up comic special where he put his face into his arm and pretended he was going to Georgia himself.
Oh.
Like, he literally took his arm, bent it, and then pretended he was with a female.
Oh.
Because his arm was so hairy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Why does it always come back to peaches?
Well, it just happened to be the subject today.
Now, to be clear, we know what the eggplant is.
Yeah.
Eggplant emoji. We get that. That's very obvious. But is the peach the front or the back?
I guess for the longest time, I thought it was the back, but it might be both or the front.
I always thought it was a front, like it's a cute little peach. But I guess it's the shape of a booty. So maybe... But then why do we only have a representation of a butt?
Well, you can get to both pathways, Des.
Yeah.
Front or back. Don't need it to be, you know, you can represent both.
Wait, are you trying to explain to me how a vagina works?
Yeah, that's a good one. That's rich, my friend.
From what I've seen on the adult films I found.
Oh, okay. All right, next. Wow. So you really learn a lot on TikTok, and this TikToker rattled off a few phrases that bosses like to say when they want you to do the work instead of them.
Oh.
Okay. This is kind of funny. Take a listen.
I actually think it might be time for you to own this initiative. I am empowering you to take ownership of this. I'm going to let you run this meeting. I think you deserve to take the lead on that, right?
Yeah, you deserve to take the lead. Oh, that's great.
You deserve it.
I've worked so hard.
I know a woman who owns her own company, and she said, I am the queen of delegating. I am awesome at it.
I want to do that.
Right. That's what she does. She just delegates all day long, but she's the boss. She owns the whole company, so yeah, whatever.
Who are you going to complain to? It's her.
Yeah, you don't like it? Well, then quit.
Then don't do it.
Exactly. All right, well, I know you've got to get to your appointment. Best of luck on your Pergini work. I hope it comes out. Do they have to take its temperature?
I don't know. They stick this big thing in it, and then they go, shroop.
Yep. Like a tongue depressor?
It sort of is, and it separates a little bit, and then they stick this little, it's almost like a Q-tip.
Is it like a car wash? You can pick which sample you want? Like
up at the cervix.
$8, $10, $12?
No, they just do what they do.
Wow. I'm getting like alien vibes off this story.
Yeah, I mean, I know you're not into the peaches, but it's not an alien.
It can look like it sometimes.
Well, best of luck, Des. We're all rooting for you.
Thank you so much. Yeah. All right, make sure you download PodMN, because while you're listening to your very favorite super clean podcast like ours, you can win free things like restaurant gift cards and entertainment gift cards. Just a lot of cool stuff. It's PodMN.
You've been listening to Crisco, Des, and Ryan.
After Hours.